Taking a look at high school sports for you from last night. Yesterday was the Corner Conference Golf Championships held at Fox Run Golf Course in Council Bluffs. And on the girls' side, Nishnabotna won the team title with a stroke total of 459. East Mills was second with a 516. Southwest Iowa third with a 532. And Heartland Christian had no team score. Individually, Jolene McLean of Southwest Iowa was medalist, shooting a round of 106. Christine Rost of Nishnabotna was second with 107, followed by Zoe Moores of Nishnabotna and Maddie Moores of Nishnabotna, shooting a 111 and 115, respectively. And Megan Hossel of East Mills was fifth with a 124. On the boys' side, it was Nishnabotna winning there as well. They shot a 333 team total. Heartland Christian with a 393, East Mills 411, and Southwest Iowa 436. Individually, Jared Williamson of Nishnabotna was medalist with a round of 78. Bryson Duncan of Nishnabotna shot a 79 for second. Cameron Wiederquist of East Mills was third with an 82. Eric Charbonneau of Nishnabotna shot an 84 for fourth. Ryan Atchley of Heartland Christian, a 92 for fifth place there at that Corner Conference Golf Championships held yesterday there at Fox Run Golf Course. Also yesterday, a couple of releases from both the Iowa Girls and Iowa Boys High School Athletic Associations as the sub-state soccer pairings were released for the boys. The first round play in all three classes will begin on Monday, May 23rd, with the sub-state semifinals on Wednesday, May 25th, and the sub-state final on Saturday, May 28th. Winners will qualify for the state tournament June 2nd through the 4th in Des Moines. And you can check out the full brackets by clicking the link on this story at KJN.com. Same goes for the girls. Their pairings were released for the regionals in the postseason for soccer by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. And the Class A first round will begin on May 31st, or regional final set for June 3rd and the regional final on June 6th. For Class 2A, the first round is on the 26th of May, and then the semifinals will be played on the 31st, with the regional final being played on June 6th. And also in Class 3A, first round play starts on May 28th, with semifinals held June 1st and the regional final on Monday, June the 6th. Each regional winner advances to the state tournament, which will be held June 9th through the 11th for the girls in Des Moines. It'll be a busy night tonight as well in high school athletics as state qualifying track meets are being held all around the state, and I have plenty of those results coming up for you tomorrow. Last night in the NBA, the Golden State Warriors are back in the NBA's Western Conference Finals after closing out the pesky Portland Trail Blazers in five games. Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson combined to hit 11 three-pointers and score 62 points as the Warriors got past the Blazers 125-121. Curry was 5 for 11 from beyond the arc, including a huge tray that put Golden State ahead 121-116 with 24.9 seconds left. Curry finished with 29 points and 11 assists after receiving his second consecutive MVP award before the opening tip. Thompson paced all scorers with 33 points, shooting 13 for 17 from the field and 6 for 9 from three-point range. He contributed all of his points by the third quarter. The Trailblazers had three players with at least 20 points. Damian Lillard topped Portland with 28 points and finished with 7 rebounds and 7 assists. C.J. McCollum finished with 27 points, while Allen Crabbe came off the bench to add 5 three-pointers and 20 points. Meanwhile, the Toronto Raptors are on the verge of reaching the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in club history. DeMar DeRozan matched his playoff career high with 34 points, and the Raptors took a 3-2 lead in the conference semifinals by beating Miami 99-91. DeRozan sealed it by going 4-for-4 from the line in the final 21 seconds, minutes after jamming his sore right thumb. Kyle Lowry finished with 25 points for the Raptors, while Bismack Biyombo had 10 points and 6 rebounds in place of the injured center Jonas Valanciunas. And the Heat trailed by 20 and were down by 13 at the start of the fourth quarter before getting within 88-87 on a pair of free throws by Dwayne Wade with 1:54 left. DeRozan answered with 2 free throws, and Lowry added a long three-pointer that made it 93-87 in the final minute. Wade had 20 points for the Heat, who will try to stay alive when they host Game 6 on Friday. In the NHL, the St. Louis Blues are in the NHL's Western Conference Finals for the first time in 15 years following a decisive Game 7 victory in Dallas. Robbie Fabry and Paul Stastny and Troy Brower each had a goal and 2 assists as the Blues hammered the Stars 6-1. Fabry put the Blues ahead with a power play goal 5:23 after the opening faceoff before Stastny and Patrick Berglund scored 94 seconds apart to make it 3-0 late in the first period. David Backes added a second-period goal, and Vladimir Tarasenko capped the scoring with an empty netter. Brian Elliott was superb after surrendering 3 goals on 7 shots in Game 6. He made 31 saves and blanked the Stars until Patrick Eaves beat him early in the third period. Blues will begin the conference finals on home ice against either San Jose or Nashville. The Sharks and Predators play Game 7 here tonight. Moving on to baseball, a game we had for you here late last night on KJN. Jaime Garcia allowed just 4 hits in 7 innings to lead the St. Louis Cardinals past the LA Angels 5-2. Garcia gave up 2 unearned runs and struck out 8 to win his second straight start. He has yet to allow an earned run in 14 innings this month. Kevin Zegras pitched a perfect 8th, and Trevor Rosenthal retired the side in the 9th to complete the 4-hitter. The Cardinals scored 4 times in the second inning against Matt Shoemaker to jump out to an early lead and never trailed. Stephen Piscotty, Yadier Molina, and Randall Grichuk had 2 hits apiece to lead the offense. C.J. Cron had a 2-run homer for the Angels, who have lost 5 straight and 9 of 11. The Angels have scored 2 runs or less every game during their current losing streak. Salvador Perez hit a 3-run homer in yet another big first inning against Michael Pineda, and the slumping Kansas City Royals rebounding to beat the New York Yankees 7-3 last night. Down by 4 runs, 6 batters in, New York clawed back to 4-3 against Yordano Ventura before Lorenzo Cain hit a 2-run single in the 6th against reliever Nick Goody. Kendrys Morales added a solo homer in the 7th off of Phil Koch, as the Royals won for just the 4th time in their past 15 games. After winning the opening 2 games of the 4-game series, the Yankees were hoping to string together 3 straight victories for the first time since September 1st through the 4th. They are 0-5 this year when attempting to win a 3rd consecutive game. Ventura, coming off losses at Seattle and Cleveland, gave up 3 runs and 6 hits in 6 innings. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague action: it was San Francisco over Toronto 5-4 in 13 innings. Washington beat Detroit 3-2. In the American League, Baltimore topped Minnesota 9-2. Texas over the White Sox 6-5. Houston beat Cleveland 5-3 in 16 innings. Seattle over Tampa Bay 6-5 in 11 innings. Boston beat Oakland 13-3. In the National League, it was San Diego over the Cubs in the first game of the day 7-4. Colorado beat Arizona 8-7. Atlanta 5-1 over Philadelphia. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 5-4. Miami 3-2 over Milwaukee. And San Diego won the nightcap against the Cubs in a doubleheader 1-0. And it was the Mets over the Dodgers 4-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, Omaha beat Memphis 8-4. And Iowa won a game over Nashville 4-2. Those teams play again today at home over at Principal Park. It's an afternoon game against the Nashville, as that will be a 12:08 start time. And then Memphis at Omaha starts at 6:35 here this evening over at Werner Park in Omaha. And the people in charge of the 2018 Super Bowl in Minneapolis have set February 4th as a day for the game at the new U.S. Bank Stadium. The stadium is due to be completed in time for the upcoming Minnesota Vikings season. Super Bowl 51 is scheduled for February 5th, 2017 in Houston. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you this morning by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.